Opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Are we recording? Hey weirdos, my name's Ibrahim Mihiri, your one and only host for Spirit Live's Abnormally Normal, the show where we take your weird stories full of strange habits, hobbies, and situations and tell you if they're weird or just abnormally normal. Title card. You can find us at spiritlive.ca where we air every single week without fail, and we love to have you join us.
Hey normies or weirdo. I've actually just haven't thought about what to call you guys yet. We'll probably put it on Instagram. We'll make it a poll on whether or not what we call you guys yet. But before the actual show just starts, I would like to thank you for joining us for our first episode. I want to put a lot of work into this. And I'd also like to say Ramadan Mubarak to anybody who celebrates. Happy Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year for anybody who celebrates as well. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to our podcast. A few of the files actually did get corrupted. I know it's my first ever experience with like corrupted files, which really sucks, but it's okay. I salvaged majority of the footage. I was able to get at least 18 minutes worth of footage, so we should be fine. We're fine. But I just wanted to say thank you so much, and I also wanted to explain the premise of this podcast to you, because of course this is the first episode and just the baseline. Every single week we'll take different like inputs from either our co-hosts or from our online poll or in-person poll. You might be able to see us around campus. I would really appreciate if you stopped by, told us your weird stories, maybe get a sweet treat in return. I don't know yet. We're having a poster made right now, and I just really want to get myself out there and kind of get you guys' stories. And I feel like it would also be like a little bit of a good advertising. But with that in mind, let's start explaining the rules. First off, we'll take every single story. One of the co-hosts or the host himself will start reading the story. And then after we finish reading the story, we'll have a discussion, right? We rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. For specifically me, the host, I'm allowed to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 from weird to abnormally normal. So 1 is a very like not weird, like it's normal, whatever. And 10 is like the weirdest thing ever. But for the host specifically, there is a secret option for them to choose. We made an 11 ranking. 11 is like the worst of the worst. Like that's turbo weird, inexcusable, what in the world did I just listen to kind of weird. And honestly, I don't even know if we're ever going to have a story like that during Abnormally Normal's run. But honestly, I feel like it would be really entertaining if that were to happen. Of course, fingers crossed, it will happen. But after we rate it, we just move on to the next story. Usually around 3 to 4 stories per episode. Genuinely just depends on time or how many stories we get. We do get a lot of inputs from around the creative school. You may have even seen me go out of my way to go into the creative school and just ask a group of people, hey, do you have a weird story? We're doing a podcast thing, blah, 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 blah. It has honestly been a magical experience hearing what the creative school has to say. I have heard some wild stuff. I'm not going to lie. Check out season 1. Other than that, I really, really do appreciate you guys coming out and going on to spiritlive.ca and checking out the podcast. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Your support means genuinely the world to me. A lot of you are friends. A lot of you are like classmates. I really do appreciate it. And I hope that you enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. My name is Ibrahim Mihiri, your host for Abnormally Normal. And yippee! First podcast!
Yay! Yippee!
I am so excited. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. First season was kind of whack, I will admit. But now we have actual mics.
Mm.
Yo.
What an innovation. What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive, gentlemen. And so I have finally rented out a room. I figured out everything out. I finally got Procreate working. And now we can finally record. And you might have already heard his voice, ladies and gentlemen, but we have a very special guest, my favorite.
Hello, everybody. This is Aiden Mitchell on the mic here to talk to you today about things.
He's very excited about stuff. Being on a podcast.
I'm very excited about being on a podcast.
Very excited to be on a podcast.
Incredibly. So we're sitting down for staff, and I look to my left, and I just see a stream of bubbles creeping into from the kitchen into our like main area. And I stand up, I go over and I look, and I see that I've flooded the entire kitchen with dish soap because I added dish soap into the machine. So I very meekly, I come over to my chef and I say, hey chef, if someone were to have put dish soap into the washing machine, would that be a bad thing? And he goes, yes, that would be a very bad thing. And I go, okay, hey chef, I put dish soap into the washing machine, and this man turned a shade of red that I've never seen a man turn in my entire life. He stands up, he walks over, he throws his plate of food on the ground, and he goes, go home, Aiden. and then they fixed the machine. He called me back in. I got to finish the shift. But it was the funniest / scariest thing that has happened to me on that job ever.
That
it was
like
terrifying.
That's like more of an embarrassing story.
It was just so embarrassing.
Bro, I would kill me.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so embarrassing. But the entire kitchen filled it. Like, it looked like a bubble bath in that room. It was insane. It was crazy.
The cleanest those floors have ever been.
Everyone else in the kitchen, other than me and my chef, who was furious, was dying laughing. Dying laughing. And I'm here like, I think I'm going to, like, pee my pants. Like, I do not know how to recover from this. Ended up working there for another year, so it was fine. But, yeah.
What's it called? That's not like a... That's not like in a bad one.
I don't know. I don't have many weird stories.
No. Let's rate it though, regardless.
Okay.
We're probably gonna have you back in the show at some
lovely,
point.
Lovely.
Aiden is too perfect at just too perfect in general.
Talk to me nice. Oh my god. This guy.
Back up. We're on level work. What's it called? Aiden is like has just a lot of weird stories. We're gonna bring him back at some point.
Yeah.
But on a scale of like 1 to 10 on how weird that is, I will admit it's a little weird that you didn't. So let me get this straight. You took the bottle full of green soap.
Now, the other thing you need to consider is that the viscosity of soap and the viscosity of D-limer, very different.
Yeah.
You know, soap is thick. D-limer is not. One might say that I should have known better, and one would be correct in saying that. I should have known better. One would be very wise to say that. But, you know, here we are. Life persists. One must imagine Sisyphus happy.
Okay. What's it called? Sisyphus is not happy. So I'd give it like a 3 normally.
Okay.
But then at the same time, this was like your first day, right?
This is my first week.
Yeah, this is your first week.
First week, yeah.
Yeah, there's no, it's not like,
oh man,
you have nerves.
It's okay.
You had bad, like,
this is practice for me, guys. I'll come back with a better one. I swear.
Aiden has some good.
I have better ones. I'm warming up.
Aiden is just warming up.
I'm warming
up.
You
know what? Originally, I was going to have a third party say the story, but what's it called? I'll let you go first.
Do another? Do we want to break it up with a rating of a different story first, or can I go back to back?
Let me do the other story and then we can
wonderful,
go.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take a little break. Let me think. Let me ruminate on it.
So what are you rating your story on a scale of 1 to 10? How weird it
gosh,
is.
Gosh. I mean, I really thought that was weirder than it was. Now that I've said it out loud, it's not that weird. It's very embarrassing. Not that weird. I'd give it like a 5.
A five.
I think it was very bizarre that I did not read the labels on those dish soaps. And I didn't live that down until the day that I left that restaurant. Did not live it down.
I'll be honest, if I was in that scenario, I'd never live it down.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Every time I went to go help in the dish pit, my chef would go, Buddy's about to put soap in the dish pit again, guys. Every single time.
Oh my, bro,
look at Buddy with the soap.
Bro, do you know that some culinary, some chefs in some restaurants have it so that you have a nickname based on things you've messed up?
Yes,
it's
guys.
So
this is very true.
You Bubbles.
I had, at this restaurant, I had a total of 8 nicknames, and I can maybe share 6 of them on this podcast.
Oh. Oh, they were that bad.
I had Hightower because I was very tall. There was Slips because I would slip sometimes. There was Lips because I would talk a lot. There was existential Aiden, because I would talk a lot about philosophy. There was Edmund Kemper, who is a notorious serial killer that my chef thought that I looked like, which that one was really fun. The rest are for a more explicit podcast, unfortunately. But
yeah, because culinary traditionally has not that much colorful language.
Oh, there was Master Prosperity as well. That one was my favorite. Master Prosperity and his disciples.
Like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Yeah, I felt baller when someone called me Master Prosperity.
Okay, now that we've both rated it, let's move on to the next story.
Wonderful.
Now, the idea behind us telling stories, like normally we would get them from outside, but the main thing was that I wanted to kind of introduce myself.
Okay.
Introduce myself. So I did not let myself think about any story whatsoever. I'm just going to spitball.
Off the dome.
Now,
Mahiri's got a domer, guys. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Thank you for complimenting my impressive noggin. There's one thing that audio listeners love you to death. There is no video listeners yet. We will try. AKA I will try and I will struggle. But I look old. I look really old. I came into university at TMU at 17 years old. I just turned 18. I look like a 25-year-old man.
For context, I am 6 years older than Mahiri, and when I met him for the first time, I did think we were the same age.
I really thought we were the same age.
I am 24 years old.
So when were you born?
2001. Oh my God.
My
you should have seen the dinosaurs. They were crazy.
Yo, bro, I'm so sorry for your loss with the dinosaurs, man.
Man, the Civil War was an insane time. Oh my gosh. But rations. Guys, don't even get me started on rations.
Bro.
Hardtack? Whoa. Whoa.
What's it called? My first day of university. All right. So I was hanging around orientation. I just wanted to do stuff. I showed up every single day of orientation. And I was just looking for stuff to do. And I looked at the bottom and I was like, International Student Party. Count me in.
Of course.
I just wanted to look for other Tunisians. That's the only... For another thing you guys should know about me, I am 100% Tunisian, and I am looking for more. If you are Tunisian, please.
He's on a hunt.
Bro, I need to find my people.
You need a Tunisianinder. Like Tinder, but that was brutal.
We'll cut it out. We'll cut it in post. But
I'll come up with one. We'll circle back.
You know what? We'll leave it in.
Bumble Tunisia. Hinge Nisia.
Give up. But I'm looking for more Tunisian friends because I really want people from my country. But I went to the International Student Party. And there was free food, a lot of stuff. And there was this professor. And I recognized this professor.
Of course.
Right? Now, this story isn't really framed at me for being weird. This is them. But it's just a weird story.
Right.
So we're going to be assessing this professor.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting. Who shall not be named.
Right. Please. No.
Now, I met her at a different event, at another orientation party.
Cool.
Where we made custom notebooks. It was a very fun time. We had a nice conversation. So we had a little bit of history, right?
Right.
So I walk up to her. I'm like, oh, weren't you at this event? No. We get the conversation going, right? Now, this is where it gets infinitely times worse. Right? Infinitely times worse.
Okay.
I don't even remember what the conversation was anymore. It's been so long. But I was talking with her, and somehow my age came up. Right? I do say it a lot just to clarify that
Was it your birthday?
No.
Because age comes up.
Age comes up. No, the age comes up because when they ask for first year.
Ah.
Like I'll say fresh out of high school just so I can give them a kind of a.
Yeah.
I didn't go on a gap year or anything. I'm fresh
right,
out of high school.
Right.
She goes, oh, you're fresh out of high school? Really? How old are you? I go, I'm 17 years old, madam.
Wow.
This person, this is the most hurtful thing someone has ever said to me.
Oh, no.
In my entire life. And I have a dozen of these stories that people think I'm older. This one hurt the absolute most.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, plate in hand, said, Really? You're 17 years old? I thought you had kids.
Oh my gosh. Oh my glory.
So bad. So what's it called? I was like, oh, obviously I was offended. Because like, who in their right mind says that to someone?
Okay. Look, like, controversial take here. Maybe controversial take. I think that if you look like you could have kids, it means that you look very mature. Like the dad vibe. I mean, obviously there's no visual on this podcast, but I feel like my entire aesthetic is that vibe. I have a mustache. I wear a beanie. I have glasses. I carry around a book of dad jokes. If someone came up to me and said, you look like you have children, I would be like, thank you.
Thank you.
The world is my children.
Especially at 17 years of age.
At 17 years of age, though, I can't relate. When I was 17, I looked like I was 12. So,
what's it called? So it gets infinitely times worse.
Oh no, brother.
She goes, oh yeah, look, your bags have bags under your eyes.
Oh my goodness.
Six on the abdomen. Are you kidding me? Are you
bags on bags.
Me? Bags on bags.
Bags on bags.
And the professor, you know who you are. I will find you. Okay. It hurts so bad to hear.
Mm.
And afterwards, like, I was like, oh, like, I tried to play it off. Blah, blah, blah. Bro, it hurt, dude.
Bro looks like he's lived a lot of lives. He had that 1,000-mile stare.
The one meme of like,
yeah.
What's it called? So, what would you rate that?
I think that is, for me, that's a, I'll give it like a 6 high.
6 high?
6 high, like 6, 7, 6. Oh no, that was unintentional. That was unintentional.
Oh my God.
6, 8.
Bro, I'm going to put this on Instagram and all the GIFs are going to be there. It's going to be.
Guys are going to be blowing up on reels after that one, for sure.
A completely original joke, by the way.
Blowing up on reels.
What's it called? I would rate it like a 7.
7?
Like, don't say it.
I'm close there.
Just a FYI for anybody listening. Don't say that to someone. That's
no, you so shouldn't say mean. That to someone. Unless they look like me and they have a mustache.
No,
in which case,
don't say it to Aiden.
I'm telling you, if someone came up to me and said that I look like a dad, hugs on sight.
Just Aiden. Just say it to
just
Aiden.
Me. Just if you Aiden. Find me in the hall, please. Mm-hmm. Please.
Okay, now we're running a little bit short on time.
Okay.
So let's
quick story. Lovely. Okay, this is the one that I think I prefaced that I was going to come in with yesterday. When I was in high school, I was our high school mascot for Relay for Life. I was the Aussie the Owl for the Collingwood Collegiate Institute High School. Go Owls.
Go Owls.
Which involved me wearing a black and yellow owl costume with a big old head. And it was skinnier around everywhere else, but big head. I was also in my high school jazz band, and during Relay for Life, we were supposed to play a hyped up performance for the entire school to hear, and I couldn't take the owl costume off. So I'm there in my owl costume, killing it on the drums, crazy drum solo, finish the drum solo, we have to get off stage, and I get it in my mind that even though I've never done gymnastics, I don't know the first thing about being limber, I can do a cartwheel. How hard is it to do a cartwheel? I can do a cartwheel. And so I get to the edge of the stage, and I want to rile the crowd up.
Oh boy.
So I get ready, I do a cartwheel, and both of my hands miss the ground, and I come tumbling off the stage, land directly on my collarbone, and break it. Break it so hard. Get back up, hype the crowd up again, although I am in immense pain at this point. And then my father is a doctor, and the best thing about having a parent that's a doctor is they never believe that your injuries are real. So I tell my dad, I think I've broken my collarbone, and he says, you're fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We're going to a swim meet this weekend. So I go to this swim meet. I swim 50 meters of butterfly. I get out of the water, and I say, this is a broken collarbone. I cannot swim anymore. We go to the ER. They do an x-ray, shock and awe as the doctor reveals, hey, you've broken your collarbone.
Goody gumdrops.
And that's the story. I broke my collarbone dressed as an owl after playing a sweet drum solo to the song Black Hole Sun. Black Hole Sun. Oh, yeah. Oops.
Bro, that's...
Yeah.
That's actually really funny.
I can't stress how sick this drum solo was. I ate and left no crumbs that day. It was fantastic.
He ate with that one. I would say,
come on,
it's
bro.
Weird.
I was dressed like an owl.
I would say it's weird.
How many people in this world have broken a bone while dressed like an owl?
Can't say I know, but like.
Exactly. That's by definition weird.
You know what? I'll give it a 5. That's like a very middle
yes.
of the road.
Yes.
This is what I want.
Yes. That's motivation. That's progress.
What would you do?
I'm coming back with an 8. I think that's a 7. I think that's a 7.5.
An 8? Oh, so 7.
No, I think that story is a 7.75. I'm saying next time I come onto this podcast, I'm putting the noodle to work and I'm coming with an 8. I'm coming with the intention to dominate.
Technically speaking, every single co-host has a secret 11th option that they can do. So what's it called?
I got to work up to an 11.
Got worked up to 11.
But, you know, what you should know about Aiden. Aiden only pulls 11s.
All right. I think, yeah, that's all the time we have for today. Aiden, you want to plug your Instagram, anything like that?
Yeah, my Instagram is _AidenMitchell_. I'm working on a really cool project right now called the We Chef Project. Instagram account is dropping soon. Basically doing interviews with chefs across Ontario, trying to get the back of house experience as to, you know, how the cooking world works when you're behind the scenes. Yeah, that's my plug.
Okay. Yeah, your plug, yeah.
Yeah.
Shameless plug. I'm kidding.
Shameless plug.
Shameless.
I have no shame. Ever.
All right. Thank you all so much for watching. We'll meet you guys next time on the next episode of Abnormally Normal. Stay weird. Stay normal. You can just decide. All right? We're working on the outro. Bye, guys.
Peace. Bye. Peace.